Forgive me as a lifelong Viking fan if I made this whole homily about the resurrection. Like when defeat seems absolutely certain, and then the Lord makes what seems like absolute defeat into total victory. But I'm going to resist that, okay? Although there might be purple flowers all around that statue of Our Lady all next week. And if you don't understand that, let me just tell you, like, you have no idea what Viking fans have suffered for years and years and years and years. See? There he is, right there. There's the Viking jersey. One time I was in Minnesota at my dad's hometown. We were celebrating a mass at his home parish. And I said to the people, I said, you know, Viking fans make the best Catholics. And they're like, kind of nodding. And I was like, you know why? Because we know how to suffer. And yet we still have hope. And so, by the way, I'm just saying it right now. If the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, which is a big if, I'm doing general absolutions at halftime because I have a sneaking suspicion that if the Vikings win, the heavens are going to part and the Lord is coming and it's going to be the end. So we better be ready. Ready. All right. Enough of that. Okay. Great gospel tonight. All the readings, in fact, all the readings, perfect for us as we begin a semester. So pay attention. And if you didn't catch them, go back and read them again. You can find them on the web. usccb.org. Pray through each one, because each one can speak to your heart perfectly. I'm going to focus on the gospel. Jesus is called Rabbi. Translated means teacher. The best teachers know the art of the question. A good question asked at just the right time can change someone's life forever. And I hope sometime in your formation in school, that happens for you. A good question asked, not just a good answer given, a good question asked at just the right time can change your life forever. And we have a great question in the gospel. Jesus. He sees two men who have been following John, who are now following him because John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. And so Andrew and the Apostle John, not yet the Apostle Andrew or the Apostle John, just Andrew and John, see him. John points him out, and they begin to follow. And Jesus, who is well aware, he knows exactly who these men are, and he knows exactly who he wants them to become, turns and asks the great question at just the right time. Did you hear it? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? That's not just a surface level question that Jesus is asking. He doesn't ask surface level questions. His questions always go right to the heart. What are you looking for? And that's the question that he asks you and me tonight. What are you looking for? And their answer, they can't articulate a great answer. They don't really know him yet. But the question that Jesus asks evokes something, a desire in their hearts that they can't speak to yet, but is real because they're human. And there's a deep desire in every human heart for union with God. And so they answer his question with a question of their own, which, by the way, is a great way to get out of a conundrum when you don't have an answer. But they ask a great question too. Where are you staying? Where are you staying? And that, by the way, is not just a surface-level question either. In fact, if you know the Greek in the gospel, that word in John's gospel, to stay, to remain, menein in the Greek, is all throughout the gospel. And it's more than just where are you staying like for the next 15 minutes or where are you staying tonight? Where do you abide? Where do you live? What is the space that you operate in and occupy, can you invite us into that? Where are you staying? And Jesus says, come and you'll see. Come and you'll see. His question starts everything. And that's what I want us to focus on tonight. Because Jesus asks that very same question to you and to me, right now, right here. What are you looking for? What is the deep desire of your heart? You know, our culture has a way of stifling those desires by trying to convince us that every desire is the most immediate and most important thing. But that's not true. There are lots of desires, but there are only a few desires that touch the core of who we are. And Jesus is inviting you and me tonight to square up to that deep desire. What are you looking for? What do you long for? What do you desire in life? And because we are human, because we are made in the image and likeness of God, because we are who He made us to be, He wrote into the human heart, into your heart and into my heart, an insatiable desire for nothing less than Him. Nothing less than Him. That's why the famous line of St. Augustine is as applicable, if not more so, today than it was when he spoke it in the 4th century. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You have made us for yourself, O God. The only way to satisfy the deepest desire of your heart is to be in the space where Jesus abides, to be where He is, to be one with Him. And that desire should order every other desire in your life and in my life. And if it does, everything falls into line. John and Andrew have this desire. Jesus gives them then an invitation. They speak their desire, by the way, and I ran across a great line from St. Therese, the little flower. See, St. Augustine, before I get to Therese, he said, the whole of the Christian life is nothing other than holy desire. The whole of the Christian life, all that it is nothing other than holy desire. To want it, to want to be where Jesus is, to choose and to say yes to that. And that's what Jesus evokes when he asks the question, what are you looking for? And they respond, where are you staying? And then Jesus says, come and you will see. And there's a beautiful sense of that. Come, and the Greek is very strong and clear. It is a command right now. Come right now, and you will see. Future tense. Come right now, and you will see, because this thing will open up to you. But come right now. And that's the call for you and me tonight, to come right now, not to wait, not to kind of hover over the choice and be like, oh, maybe, I don't know. No, it's to come right now, to be decisive, to be full of desire, and to act upon that desire. And then everything opens up. Who Jesus is opens up, and their lives are changed in that instant, in that choice. But brothers and sisters, it doesn't end with them, does it? So Andrew comes. He stays with the Lord. And then he goes and he grabs his brother Simon. And he brings him to Jesus. And that is what discipleship looks like. When we listen to the deep desire of our heart, Jesus will look upon us and say, come, and you'll see. I'll show you who I am, and I will show you who you are, and I will show you what every moment of this life should be about. In all its adventure, in all the unknowns, in all the unique ways God moves in our lives, Jesus gives us that. And by the way, nothing else does. We don't have the Lord there directing our desires. One desire after another will compete for our attention. And oftentimes the desires make no sense in and of themselves. One will contradict the other. And so one day we're this way, and the next day we're this way, and the next day we're this way, and then most of the days we're just like this. And we're not moving anywhere, and we're not doing anything. But the Lord changes all that and gives us an immense purpose. And the purpose becomes this: to know Him more and more each and every day, and to bring as many people as possible to Him. Right now, look at the conviction that Andrew moves with. He's not hemming and hawing. He goes and grabs his brother. "We have found the Messiah. Let's go." And by the way, that's not so inconsequential, is it? Because his brother who he brings to Jesus is Simon, who will become Peter, who will be the first pope. How important it is for you and for me tonight to let Jesus ask that question, because it's a question so full of love. What are you looking for? What is the deepest desire of your heart? And if we answer with an ounce of grace and an ounce of inspiration by the Holy Spirit, we will know that the deepest desire of our heart can only be found with Him. And so we will say, "Where are you staying? Can I come there?" And Jesus, of course, will look at you and look at me with so much love and say, "Come right now." And you will see, and your life will be different and immensely adventuresome and full of so much. So brothers and sisters, let's heed the words of the gospel tonight. Let's heed the word of Jesus, his question to our hearts, and especially his invitation. Come, and we will see.